Each year, the Professional Services Council and the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce call out top-performing companies and people doing business with the federal government. Among this year's individual GovCon honorees is Ted Davies, the president and CEO of Altamira. He is the large company executive of the year in this year's GovCon Awards. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Tom Temin.
To say you're CEO of Altamira is like saying Donald Trump built a hotel once. You've done a lot of things in Washington. You've been at this for about 30 years. Tell us a little bit about Altamira itself.
Sure, Tom. Altamira is a $100 million next-generation solution provider to the national intelligence community. And we provide a range of solutions focused around big data and analytics, mission application development, multi-intelligence analysis, and cyber operations. We're heavily concentrated where our customers are. We're in the Northern Virginia area, up in Columbia, Maryland, out in Dayton, Ohio, and down in Tampa as our main locations. But we've got kind of smaller outposts with customers in about 8 other cities.
And that product set really is an indicator of the shift toward buying services that is so prevalent in the federal government. What's your take on how good the government is at buying services as that number grows and grows?
I view the services acquisition world as a pendulum. I think it gets better, and then it gets a little bit worse. And I think a few years ago it was getting worse, and I think it's improving just a little bit. There's a move away from LPTA. There's a move towards better defining requirements, and I think they're getting a little bit better, but definitely have some work to do still.
Yeah, because the policy initiatives for the past several years have been lowest price technically acceptable, as you point out, LPTA, and also fixed prices for services deals. And those don't seem to be great matchups on the surface. How well have they really been able to mesh those ideas?
Yeah, again, getting away from LPTA is a good idea. Fixed price for services can work if you have a defined requirement, but if the requirements are vague, it's a really tough place to be. So, I see some organizations getting better at using appropriate acquisition strategies and some, still struggle a little bit.
And you say you work in the intelligence and DOD areas, which are overlap, but not precisely the same thing. And the issue in DOD for many years has been moving requirements or requirements that keep changing throughout the life of a deal. Are they improving in that area? And how do they compare to the intelligence community with respect to setting clear requirements?
It's an interesting question. We do work particularly on the Army and the Air Force side and DOD, and then we do work with a number of the three-letter intelligence agencies. I think on the DOD side in particular, they're starting to break down tasking, services tasking, into smaller blocks, which allows them to evolve requirements. Rather than doing a five-year, this is the defined requirement, you might have five-year blanket purchase agreement or an IDIQ contract, and then task orders are issued underneath there, which are a little bit easier to break down more discreetly. So as your requirements change, they can adjust it. On the intelligence side, a little bit of evolution there, but a lot of what they're doing is buying specific services in specific areas that are fairly well defined, and as the tasking evolves, you change your labor mix a little bit and change your skill sets to meet that task.
And I want to get to the people side of this whole business, but I just wanted to also ask you that, again, looking at the product set, mobility, big data analytics, visualization, cloud, this has brought in, I think, and you tell me, a whole new set of hardware and software, primarily software vendors, that are non-traditional in this market. And how's that gone?
That's a really good observation. We're kind of a mid-size integrator. And, I met with two new companies yesterday and two the day before that. Small companies, $10 million or less, with a really interesting solution they want to bring into the marketplace, don't have good access, and they're looking for companies like us that have prime contracts that are able to kind of pull those in. And our customers are extremely interested in those technologies. We do a fair number of kind of prototypes and demonstrate how the products can work. I think getting them into production is a little bit more of a challenge, and it's something I think the agencies are starting to try to figure out.
We're speaking with Ted Davies, President and CEO of Altamira and Large Company Executive of the Year in this year's GovCon Awards, and talking about the people side. How has the clearance process been to you, working as you do in those three-letter intelligence agencies?
It's a major challenge. I think the leadership of the IC knows that they've got a problem. I think they've struggled to fix the problem. And I think, you know, environmental situations like Snowden and others have made it even worse. And I think everybody in the industry would say that this is an area that, you know, a new administration, if they would want to make some headway, would really have a dramatic impact. You know, trying to get fresh talent in, and as technology changes so dramatically, you want to bring fresh talent in, it's really, really hard. And some of the more experienced people, you know, tend to leave and move on to other industries. And so you got a smaller pool of people with the right skills and the right clearances, and it is a major challenge. So,
because OPM has been, I guess, in theory, trying to set up a whole new replacement apparatus, but that's barely underway at this point.
Yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, quite frankly, a good starting point would be the ability to move clearances across agencies. Not even, the bigger fix is to make it easier to bring great talent in. But just moving from one agency to another, it can be painful. So just fixing some of the near-term things would make a lot of progress.
And I guess the other question for a company like yours, this industry, is the general availability of good STEM talent. And what do you find there with respect, you know, a lot of the companies are looking for more HB1 visas for people from outside the United States that have these technical and math skills. What do you find in terms of where you find the people that you need to staff the positions you have?
Yeah, I think Altamira, like many companies, you know, finds colleges and universities that we build relationships with and hire graduates from, hire interns from, and we really use those pipelines. I'll send kids down to a campus, young guys and gals that we've hired in the last few years down to campuses on meet and greet days, and they'll pull their friends through. So, you know, we've been fortunate to be able to target, you know, certain areas with certain types of talent coming out. But, you know, on a broader scale, we need to create as a country more talented young people and more skilled young people in this area. There's a lot of good initiatives that are underway, but it's going to take time to bear fruit.
And we're on the eve of a major change in presidential administration, which I think this we can safely say is going to bring major changes in policy. What are you hoping for from the next team?
In terms of policies around, you know, our community, I would really hope that there's a lot of the right acquisition regulations in place. I don't think we need dramatic change there, but I would hope that there would be a real focus on reforming some of the civil service. Reforming the development of talent, you know, within the civil service, and quite frankly, getting more qualified, great people into the government to manage programs, manage acquisitions, because there's a skill set gap, you know, in the government today, and I think with some civil service reform, there might be an opportunity to change some of that.
Ted Davies is president and CEO of Altamira and Large Company Executive of the Year in this year's GovCon Awards. Ted, great to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom. I enjoyed talking to you.